Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan.
¿Qué opinas? Nunca me
Original.
hiciste, el que dice pa, 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 pa.
No puedo, güey. No puedo.
Sí, pinche vato, güey. ¿No crees que te roben el... Ya lo hiciste, ¿cómo se llama? Copyright.
Sí, no creo que me roben
Copyright,
el
copyright.
defensive mechanism.
Copyright infringement.
Como ese, decía un camarada de Carlitos, no, hombre, es que ese estéreo trae un defensive mechanism.
Defensive mechanism,
It was like a big word that he knew that he would use, and they would make fun of him. He just had to school it.
güey. You know,
Es que
defensive mechanism, güey.
tiene un defensive mechanism, y no se puede.
No se puede hacer eso, güey.
Oye, güey, pues
Pues.
chingado, nadie me mandó nada, güey.
Nadie te mandó nada, ¿por qué, güey? ¿Por qué te mandaban cosas, güey? ¿Por qué te mandaron?
Todavía estoy triste porque me dieron dos pinches lápices, güey, en Christmas.
So nobody sent you any gifts,
Nada, güey, ni pinches cacahuates,
güey.
güey.
Chinga, ¿para qué tengo unos cacahuates, güey, si los quieres,
Oh,
güey?
espérate, pinches salty
Salty
balls.
balls,
¿Pero son smoke house o no?
esos son smoky, güey. ¿Saben smoky? Porque fui al rancho y no me bañé,
Gross.
güey. Esos están smoky.
Llenos de queso.
Chinga. How are you all doing?
Guácala.
Oye,
Yo que... Okay.
yo ando cansado, güey. Right now, dude, right now, if you believe me or not, güey, yo ando en un private jet con Chad, güey. I'm serious,
Chad
güey.
and whom and
I'm
Karen.
doing this. You know, I had to have my camera off because I'm in a private jet right now. Chad doesn't like for me to show off his shit. And guess where I'm going, bro?
¿Dónde va, güey?
Right
Para
by
Bahamas.
pinche White House, Washington, D.C., güey.
¡Qué
Protestar,
bárbaro!
para protest my right to protest al pinche Trump 2029,
¡Ay, José, un pinche madre,
güey.
espérate!
Que Trump, ¿sabes qué, güey? Primero que gane Donald Trump otra vez, y luego Ivanka, y luego Ivinka, y luego Jamaica, y la otra Trump, güey, ¿cómo se llaman? Trump
Pinche.
for life, homeboy.
Su pinche madre, qué bárbaro, qué. ¿Con qué influencias andas? Andas con pinche Chad, ¿verdad? Andas con
Oye,
la
ando
pinche
con Chad y
Karen.
Karen ahorita, güey,
Karen,
pero
¿esa
ando...
Karen?
Esa pinche Karen hasta te hace convince de todo, güey, lo que sea, bro.
Su pinche.
La
Es una
pinche vieja,
QAnon.
güey.
Es una QAnon.
Le dije, güey, I voted for Biden. Y me dice, no me importa, vamos a protest. Dije, pues chingue su madre, vamos.
Va a haber
Free
carne
trip.
asada. Va a haber carne
Free
asada.
trip.
Free trip.
So, so do y'all know anybody who's still protesting, you know, the Trump crap?
No, but I do have some people on my social media still saying that it's a fraud
Posting that it was, yeah, stolen election. Biden stole the election.
and their only backup is
Oh, so they're saying like
YouTube.
that it's a like they're saying look at the video, look at the evidence, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, that's their evidence.
Leverage. So
So
all the other news outlets now are wrong, they're fake, they're and YouTube is the or the person, not even YouTube. YouTube is great. It's the person who posted on YouTube.
correct.
Wow. So
Yeah.
I've been seeing these huge rallies still of people in Washington and you know I saw a viejita, dude, an old lady. I mean she must have been 80 years old, bro, at the least. And she had the Liberty Bell cut out and it said, we will stand our ground, Trump. And I was like, stand your ground for what? Like, you know, if it had been close or closer, you know, I guess maybe,
Yeah.
or the Electoral College, of course, then I would say, okay, you know, like go out there, protest, see what, a ver qué pedo, pero es, güey, se lo
Se la
chingaron, güey,
sembraron hecha y derecha, vato. Se la
bien
sembraron, güey. Like, ya.
gacho.
O sea, ya ponle, vato. Go fucking go play golf. Like, shit. ¿Qué más quieres?
Que
Pero,
anda
pues.
cagado, bro. You know, I haven't seen too many people on my social media posting stuff, but you know what? I really haven't gotten on too much on social media. But I haven't seen too many people posting stuff. And I had quite a few people that were like crazy into Trump.
Number.
And they've han callado.
Crazy.
Se han callado.
Number. Oye, has there been any family members that you've stopped talking to, or like anywhere in that little area?
No, I really don't talk to my family members in the first place. whether they don't like me or not.
Oye, pues para empezar, que se van a la verga, porque como que ya no hablo con ellos. Pues sí, no. Chingue a su man, entonces.
No, okay. I mean, I wouldn't stop talking to anyone just because of that. I mean, it's, no mames.
But you'd be surprised, right? How many people take this shit like super serious? Like, hey, like, no mames. Yeah.
And it was this year, right? Like, I mean, what the fuck was it, dude? What was it about this fucking weird ass guy, man? That
2020, vato. It's a curse. Se pa la madre, vato. Es un desvergue, güey. Es un pinche desvergue, güey. Bueno. ¿Qué vas a cenar, güey? Chinga, ya no quiero hablar a este pinche anaranjado ojete que sabe la verga. ¿Qué vas a cenar, güey?
Anaranjado ojete.
Ay, dog. Anaranjado ojete.
Así nice. Así de simple, ya. Have you guys done your Christmas shopping?
You know, yeah, no, I haven't. I still need a couple of my nieces.
¿Puro Amazon o qué?
Puro Amazon.com.
Okay. How about you, Lisa? Packages.
No,
chingan a su madre también. Oh shit.
Probably order online, maybe go tomorrow, but I'm not sure. Or just order online.
I'll probably go on Wednesday. I think Wednesday's gonna be a good day.
Sí.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Because I'm a size 10, and I like shoes. So no importa. The price range doesn't matter, me vale madre. Size 10.
Mañana voy al rancho. No puedo. El martes ni te embarques, ¿verdad? Dice.
Ah, esa pinche madre. ¿Y el miércoles?
El miércoles es de ceniza, entonces pues vámonos.
Miércoles de ceniza.
Vámonos.
¿Qué más?
But no, I haven't finished. You know, I kind of did, but I still need some people. And my dad's birthday is coming up.
We have a small family, so we're not really... Oh, yeah, my dad's birthday is the 16th. So we have a small family. Like, I think it doesn't take us long to do any shopping.
Y'all could just go shop at Kohl's.
Plus, it's only my kids, Bobby, and
that's it.
Bobby's kids, and that's it, and my parents. And then and even Frank's family, it's just one nephew, and that's it.
Oh, con my, so that kid gets spoiled. Gotcha, right?
Not really.
A veces, no.
No.
Pues, let this be the year. Chinga su madre.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids get spoiled, like by my in-laws. All four of them. There's only four grandkids, so yeah, see? they get spoiled.
You don't have an iPad por ahí tirado that you don't use. I want to get one for Connor, but fuck, they're like $700.
Damn, that's expensive.
Los viejos, güey, los viejitos. O cómprele uno de Walmart, güey, dile, nomás dile, es Apple, es iPad. Le pones una pinche sticker, güey, o algo, güey, no mames.
I bought him one of those, Fire, I think, no, they're called like Fire or something.
The Kindle Fire.
The Kindle Fire. Oye, güey, no valen queso esas cosas, güey, chinga.
No, my daughter uses it, she likes it.
¿Sí?
Yeah, but you have to have the membership. Did you get the membership?
Nah, hombre, no agarré nada. Más de 10 horas ya te agarras.
No, por eso, no tiene nada, güey.
Dame qué pinche membership.
Es como si te dan un pinche iPhone que no tiene nada, güey. Pues, no,
¿para qué chingas quiero iPhone? ¿Puro pinche Samsung?
Ah, ¿tú no tienes iPhone? ¿Verdad que no?
No, I'm...
Fíjate, bro, guacha, el 15, bro. Acaba de salir en Japan, pero aquí no, mira.
Pinche madre.
Andas pedo, maneja pa ti, güey.
Oye, ¿y ese case? Ese case, ¿qué es? Ese.
Pues es el 15 Pro.
O su pinche, espérate, traes como 20 cámaras. Pro. Oye, Bobby, ¿y ese case que es case de piel, de ceja, de zancudo o qué?
Wey, life proof, este le puedes aventar del moon, güey, a la tierra y no te le pasa nada, hombre. Nada, life proof.
Órale. Ay, yo pensaba que era de zanca de zancudo, güey.
No, güey, ese es de life proof, güey. Este lo metieron abajo del rocket de Tesla, güey, o cómo se llama, de SpaceX. Y cuando explotó el pinche rocket, no le pasó nada, güey, al pinche phone, güey.
Todavía puedes mandarme mensajes.
So, guys, we live in an area where the SpaceX is launching its rockets. It's about an hour drive away from us, about 70-some miles away from us in Brownsville, Texas. So we can actually drive out there and see the
rockets.
The launches. Do we? No, we don't. We don't really give a shit about that, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it is fucking cool. Oh, yeah, there was people from New Braunfels where that drove down. I know New Braunfels is not that far away.
Yeah, but
from all over the country.
No, I'm sure from all over.
It like went up and came down and then it blew up.
Yeah, it blew up, wait.
Get pale, wait.
Oye, pues que según que I was reading something that Tesla's coming to Brownsville.
Well, he said he wanted to bring Austin. It to Texas.
Austin. I think they're going to Austin.
Con todos los pinches hippies.
Que no se vengan esos pinches gente para acá.
Yo quiero un pinche Tesla, güey.
Yo no, güey. También chafos, güey.
Estás pendejo, güey. Estás con madre, güey.
Like, the insides are real cheap. Like, cheap,
no, hombre. Dude, I like them. I want
their leather is leather. It's like, the inside is, and they're real hard. The seats are super hard. We rented
yo no sé
one.
Qué chafas están subiendo ustedes. Están con madre.
We rented the SUV for a week when we went to San Diego, and they're real hard. Like, the seats are shitty.
You know what car is a really nice car, way? A pinche Ford Escort, way. Es esta mamalón, way.
Ford Escort.
Pero qué año, 92?
Turbo, way.
Pero qué año, 92?
92, way. Wait, that car fucking fell into a ditch that was like 6 feet deep. And it was full of piranhas mafiosos. Nothing happened to it, way.
And the base kept on kicking, way.
And the base kept, I think it got flooded. And we got out of there.
Way.
Kept going, way.
Le voy a hablar, way. Oye, le voy a hablar y le voy a preguntar. I'm going to ask him, hey, wait, do you remember this one time we were going to Mexico and we were in Mexico and this shit happened?
We were in Mexico and we fell into a ditch. That was
pretty sure he remembers, way.
It was deeper than the car was tall, remember?
Yeah, way.
To the fucking, and it was inside.
And what happened? You all pulled it out or what?
We pulled it out with ropes, yes.
With ropes.
No saltó, güey. Saltó el pinche carro. Pum, 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 pum.
Like Dukes of Hazzard. Pinche Dukes of Hazzard. And I swear, the song came on, way. It's just the good old boy. Never made it, no. Like 3 seconds. And then it fucking hit.
And what the fuck?
And we still went to go party and club out in Mexico.
We're at Frida's, no?
We went some. Yeah,
we went through the back. We were going to Frida's.
Hilarious, guys. So, guys, we have a lot of stories like that because we grew up in the border.
That's right.
So we would go party in Mexico when we were like 15, 14 years old.
For $10.
For $10, all you can drink. You're a 15-year-old drinking all kinds of crap. Who knows what the hell they put in this drink?
Think earlier now? What, weren't you all like 13, 14 when you went?
Well, I was 13 when I first went to Mexico. It was the summer before I became a freshman. Oh. I went to a club in Mexico. And I think about it now, and I see 13-year-old kids, and I'm like,
yes, way.
I fucking look like that.
So pendejo.
And nobody said shit.
And we would walk back all messed up. The Border Patrol agents would just say,
they would laugh at us.
Yeah, they didn't care.
They would laugh at us, yeah.
They didn't mind at all.
It was a crazy time, but I guess, you know, I guess now it's better. It's like, you know, the kids are safer, you know, like but it was just crazy.
Crazy,
you know,
right? How we would walk back all drunk, walking back.
Yeah. And I remember we'd come back and there would be cars like flipped over, crashed, people stopped by the cops. And it was like, fuck, you know, we were always scared to, you know, that something like that would, but thankfully, you know, nothing ever happened to us. I think Khan got arrested once, right, Khan?
Yeah.
Where?
I got arrested, but in Reynosa.
In Reynosa.
Yes. They took me in a little buggy.
In the buggy.
Yeah, in the buggy. And, but, you know, the whole night, I should have known from the beginning that I should have stayed home, because I only had $8.
So you were $2 down from.
I was already $2 down, wait. And then I was gonna go with some guys that I would never party with. Like it was. I already had, like, you know, you have your hangout people that you would always go with.
Right.
And I never partied out with these guys, and they're like, "Hey, let's go. You don't care, you know, whatever." I'm like, "Oh, fuck it, let's go. You come pick me up." I went. So I was there, and we went to a club that I had never got. Well, yeah, I had been there, but I fucking with Fuimos.
But it wasn't a club that, because see, this is how it was in Mexico. When you would go to the same club, they got to know you. The owners,
bouncers,
the people that would take your money, the bartenders,
everyone.
They all got to know who you were, especially us that we'd go every weekend. And plus, our friends were neighbors with the owner of that club. So they knew us. So if you go to a club you didn't know, or they didn't know you, you were fucked. Like, you know, they could do whatever the hell they wanted to, and you didn't know what
Who's
to do.
Who's this?
Who's this?
It was crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, I got, long story short, I got arrested, and because we were following a car, we're going to an after party. We're still going to party after the club, way. Really? In Reynosa, way. What the fuck, vato, no mames. That night was just fucking, it was, I'm going to use a big word, it was horrendous.
Horrific.
And you said, what was the craziest thing you ever saw in Mexico?
Ever saw?
At the club.
Oh, I mean, a lot of shit, but I don't know. I just like think back and I'm like, damn, we're lucky. Nothing ever happened to us.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of
extremely lucky.
I mean, sometimes drunk as hell, like drunk off of our, yep, out of our minds, and someone would drive.
Yeah.
The less drunk.
It was like, what the fuck were we doing? You know, like, fucking kids.
We got stopped one time by a border patrol. I mean, by a border patrol, by a state trooper.
Oh, shit.
And I want to say it was Leti driving. And then they...
Leti Valadez Garza?
And then I think it was her. And then they said, who's the one that's less sober? Can you believe that? A state trooper. Who's the one that's less sober? And it was me. So I ended up driving. 13, 14, I think I was. Because that's when Leti would, mom would make her take me because she thought that we were going to go just to Jennifer's house. And
Jefferson.
Famous Jefferson.
Not Jefferson. And so she would make her take me, and I was like 13 probably. And there I went to Mexico, and Leti would drive the car across, my dad's car.
Yeah. We would go. Some people would go across driving, and it was no big deal. You know, we would go across and
si se valía.
And fuck it. But because it was pretty safe. They would take care of you como quiera. You know, the this is the way it is in Mexico. For those of us listening to us who have never been to these places in Mexico, it's a whole avenue or a whole street of different bars and clubs.
Yeah, they're all in the same vicinity. The same street.
It's like a club district, and you're there. You go from club to club and stuff like that. You can bar hop and everything. And those people would sort of, you know, they'd be watching out, because who was the ones that were giving them all the money?
Me.
It was us, the kids from the United States, crossing over and fucking drinking.
$10, $15. Sometimes we didn't have the money, so our friends would, you know, we would all kind of put our money together and.
Yep.
Whatever work.
Crazy.
Pitch in. Yep, let's pitch in. Or I'll pay for you. Wait, don't worry. It's $10. I'll pay for you.
Yeah.
$10. That's what I would get for allowance, bro.
That was my allowance.
$10.
And it would sometimes go.
Sometimes I get another couple bucks. And when you had another $2, fucking tacos, bro. You had
tacos enough
for tacos. Yeah, le hiciste, bro.
Or what a burger. It's a hamburger. We would split the burger in four. What a burger.
So this day. Oh, go ahead.
The Whataburger was right across, like maybe half a mile crossing.
Not even from the border?
From the border.
Yeah, it was like maybe a quarter mile. It was right there. You'd cross the bridge and it was right there.
No, so but that one got built later, no?
It was the first restaurant. It was about a mile, I think.
Yeah, Trae Le Colgado, güey. Porque that one just got built not too long ago.
Oh, okay. The one that's right there crossing the border?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Sí.
It used to be about a mile past. So yeah, the first restaurant that you could go to once you cross back to the U.S.
It was that or Mexican food.
Crazy.
It was that or a burger from Mexico with a ham and an egg.
Egg.
Yeah, because hamburgers have ham. In
Mexico. That's hamburgers right. Have to have ham. How are you going to have a ham without the hamburger?
That's right.
How are you going to have a hamburger without the ham?
That is true. That is right? So true.
So to this day, I can't drink the fake lemonade, that Minute Maid lemonade from Jack in the Box, because I would drink that every time I'd come back, because it would kind of calm my drunkenness. You know, like, me calma la panza. So I would always throw it up. Yeah. And now, to this day, I'm like, fuck. It reminds me of. Or Tom Collins's. I cannot drink Tom Collins anymore either.
Como dice el camarada, un Tomcat.
¿Cómo se llama?
Un Tomcat.
Un Tomcat.
Pinche aquel güey, ¿te acuerdas? Este John Henry. I'll take a Tomcat. What the fuck?
Oh,
Tomcat. Pinche Tom Collins, güey.
El Doiro.
El Doiro, ese mero. Ese merongues.
El Doiro. But yeah,
You know, something I miss. I miss going with my family in Reynosa, and just having like the holidays, right?
Oh, with your family.
Yeah, because that was a thing for us. Like, hey, biche, Christmas is coming up. We'd go to Reynosa, or not actually New Year's, because my uncle's birthday. Tio Bocho, shout out, Tio Bocho.
Tio Bocho.
O sea, ya no la pasábamos, because his birthday's on the first. Oh. Wey, y tenía depósito. Yeah. So íbamos, güey, ponía pinche, mataba borregos, de cerros, vacas, pinchingo de animales, güey. And it was a fucking pedagacho, it was a fucking
jirafas, rinocerontes.
Mataba de todo, güey.
Brontosaurios.
Well, that's something I truly, truly miss. I can't wait for this fucking virus to be over, vato, so I can go over there and just hang out, güey.
Yeah, just to remember we used to go hang out anywhere.
Just to go hang out.
Last time also, like, it's like, damn, I want to go with, like, call a friend up and say, hey, let's go to fucking HEB. I'd go to HEB with a friend right now, we. I'm so fucking tired. I saw this these two kids. They were like, you know, I guess 15, 16 year old kids. They were at Starbucks hanging out. And I was like, damn, dude, I wish I could go to Starbucks and just hang out, you know, and chill out. I mean, they were outside, so maybe we could do that. But
I'm pretty sure you can afuera. Just be outside and just be cautious. Pero quieres desvergue, güey? Quieres un pinche desmadre como quiera, güey, at the same time.
You know what, bro? You know what I'm gonna do? As soon as the pandemic shit ends, I'm gonna go to downtown McAllen.
Órale.
I'm the oldest guy there in Chinga.
Trust me, wait, you won't be the oldest guy there, wey.
There's viejones, wey.
Sí, wey.
Really?
Sí. For those of you that don't know, I work at a bar. And when I was working at the time downtown, yes, you would get older people. Like, there's, you know what? I fucking love it, because I always think, Chinga, when I get older, I want to do that at least once or twice. You know, like, I want to go ser desmadre and be like, fuck yeah, así se hace, you know, así se porea, no con pinches mamadas. Like, at least once, way, you know, even if it's once a year, you know, go out to a club where there's nothing but fucking young kids, way, or young adults, and be like, hey, conda, you know, I can still hang, you know, like.
The thing is that you work with that ambiance and that music. I think when you don't, and you get older, you get there, and you're like,
what the fuck?
I'm kind of like me.
That's true.
Hell yeah. No, I would never do that. Even if someone fucking paid me and said, I'll give you a million, or maybe a million. But
let me change the scenario. How, like, for example, Vegas, Las Vegas. Would you go to a club over there and do this?
I mean, we travel often. We never go to...
I've never gone to a club.
No way.
Vegas, no. I've gone to bars. I've gone to parties.
Yo sí, güey. Yo agarro el pinche pedo. Bueno, lo agarraba ya, no, güey.
Oye, ¿cuánto hace que no vas, güey?
Fuck, wey. The last time I went, I think it was like 2000.
16? Even drinking, I don't drink. Actually, Carla was asking me today. She's like, Mom, how weird, you don't drink. And I'm like, no. She's like, when was the last time you drank? I'm like, probably February, like almost a year. Like, wow. Like just a drink.
February 2002 or something.
No, and the last time I drank was probably 15 years ago.
And by drank, she means she got fucked up.
Yeah, but like, well, actually, it was probably like 15 years ago. But drink, like just half a glass of wine, that's it.
Was
almost a year ago in February.
No, you'll see. When I go to Vegas, I drink.
Every time the time that I've gone, I make it a point to go out to a club. Because the way I see it, since I'm in that ambiance, I'm like, you know what, I want to.
Well, you want to check out what they have. And I mean, that's your.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And they always
I'm not opposed to going. I would go. They're crazy ass expensive. That's the reason I don't go.
Anyway,
I'm going to pay $1,000 for a fucking bottle and a chair.
Go on a Monday, way you'll get a good price on a Monday.
When you could gamble that.
No, I can get in free, and I get 20% discount and free, because I'm in the gold status.
¿Y luego por qué no vas, pinche culo?
Because I would rather spend $300 or $400 in the machines or in the table games than spend it on a club.
Bueno, pues yo voy a entertain me.
to party. Something? Yeah, you go to party.
Yeah, yeah. I go to party.
And there's a lot of people that do it. And I think the good place to go when you're older is Vegas to party because there's a lot of other older people there.
Si se vale.
Se vale. Like, you know, si you're there on vale. Vacation, you're there to hang out. But at your local, you know, 20 year old.
Your local pub.
Pub, yeah, for kids. You know, it's like, chinga, bro. The last time I went, I did feel very out of place. And that's because I was hanging out with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, see? I was in the back, guys, and I was in the back. People thought I was the owner because they were like, oh, que ese señor, a ese el dueño.
Que ese don.
Por eso está ahí, porque es el dueño.
¿Quién es el don? Ese don.
Yep. And I remember they were like, oh, you know, I want to fuck my life, and I want to, they were like, what do you drink? And I was like, drink tequila.
Pinche tequilita. ¿Cómo estás dando esas
pinches mamadas? Buddy. Se we got buddy, buddy in the house. Buddy.
Se pinche buddy. ¿Lo can de bañar o qué?
No, yesterday. Frank lo bañó, pero le cortó el pelito.
Today. El fleco. Le cortó el fleco.
Le fleco a buddy.
Watch out. Speaking of haircuts, I haven't gotten a haircut since like January, dude.
I haven't gotten a haircut since February.
But you're a girl. Tú sí se vale. A guy. Yeah, no mames. Watch out, pinche.
COVID, I think. You have a 60% higher risk when you cut your hair to get COVID, Lucy.
I'm bad.
And guess who was looking for guess who was looking for her hairdresser for a while?
Was she on fire?
La Lupe. La Lupe.
Nombre.
I was like, what? So she didn't tell me. My sister told me that she had been looking for her hairdresser because she wanted to go get her hair done. Well, guess where the hairdresser was?
At the
in
hospital.
A coma at the hospital for a month and a half.
No, hombre. Oh, shit. Wow.
And my mom was waiting for her. A ver, ¿cuándo sale?
She kept calling and calling and calling. And then finally the husband answered and told her. No.
Mira, Lupe.
Mira, Lupe.
No estás mamando, por favor, ahorita.
Pelo.
Yeah, fuck your hair, Lupe.
Me vale verga lo que tenga la vieja. Que salga y me corte el pinche pelo. Ya me falta.
Oh, my goodness. Man, Lupe is a savage.
I was like, wow, that's ridiculous.
I gotta tell nobody I can go get my hair cut. No, my hair did.
No one told you to get sick. But there's people like that. Like, there's people that need to get a haircut, that need to get their nails done, need to get
I haven't had my nails facial, done since whatever. March. And I would go every 2 weeks.
I haven't had my anal trimming in like, well, since COVID started.
Chica.
Pinche fundió todo peludo, todo grasoso. Lleno de cadillos. Su pinche, lleno de cadillos, eh? No.
Dingleberries.
Lleno de cadillos.
So guys, what else?
Unos pinches tamales. You know, I'm hungry right now.
Tamales are coming up, guys.
Tamal season is coming. Who's ready?
Well, you probably have to put up your order already here at Delia's.
Well, we don't go to Delia's.
Don't fucking put orders at Delia's. Gross.
For the people that go to Delia's, I don't go
para los pinches güeros o los que se creen, güey. Esos son para los Trumpers, güey. Trumpers son los que van a Delia's, güey. Compran pinches tamales, güey.
Van a llegar con las banderas. Con las banderas.
Even if we didn't have anybody to make them, like, you know, my mom or I would go look for a lady to make them for me. I wouldn't go to Delia's.
Pero tiene que, no puede pasar la prueba del sal. You know, the salero de un amigo le cae.
Ándale.
Le tiene que colgar así, mira.
Tiene que colgar las wings.
Le tiene que colgar las wings. Or else they're not good.
Las
like
turkey
when they
wings do that. Del brazo, bro. Yeah. Cuando le echan así la de esa, si no le cuelgan las wings, they're not good. Ya dije.
Si no le cuelgan las wings.
Caso cerrado, he dicho.
Entonces, yeah. si le cuelgan los wings,
they're good.
Good tamales.
Yeah, with tamales.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you make tamales, do not make them with Crisco, please. You do not make tamales with Crisco. You make them with lard.
Yes.
Make them with lard.
La manteca. Okay?
Don't try to make tamales diet. Don't try to make them, you know,
keto
and all these other things. Make them the way they are and eat them. Have fun. And live your life.
Quiero tamales, no mames, güey. Ponle la verga con esas pinches mamadas, güey. Like, what? Like, really, dude? Like, I just love being a fatty, güey. But fuck, güey, no mames. Quiero tamales, güey. Not even Connor likes quiero tamales. That's because my kid's a little kid, güey. He's a little boy, güey. He's like, fuck you feeding me, dad? Fuck this shit. El vato se chinga unos tres, cuatro tamales como quiera.
It's almost time for my favorite. And I thought she was going to say Christmas for presents. She's like, tamalito.
No, hombre, that's badass.
She knows, bro.
Tori loves tamales. She'll eat six. Tori will eat six. And that's because she eats very little. No, I think Carla ate six.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays,
happy
everyone.
Happy holidays. And
be safe. Please, wear masks.
Be cool. Be wash kind to each other.
Dozen of tamales.
Say it again.
What was that?
Carla ate a full dozen of tamales once.
Oh, wow. How many does Tori eat?
Tori, how many do you eat? How many tamales can you eat?
I don't know. Maybe like five. And thank
try
you
to go for six.
For the idea about ketchup.
Hell yeah. Ketchup on tamales, bro.
Hell yeah.
That's only good for little kids.
But they're good, right?
I used to like it.
She loves ketchup. I don't like ketchup on tamales. Leti can't eat them without tamales. She has to have ketchup. Bobby and Leti, I can't. Ugh, gross.
You know what? I was like that for a while. I will put limon and ketchup.
Limon.
Con mayonnaise, bro.
But you know what? I got older and I was like, what the fuck was I doing?
They're still good. I still eat them. I'd rather have them with salsa now that we're older.
Yeah, but homemade salsa.
Right. Oh, yeah. But I still
like a lot of cilantro.
The next morning, salsa. La recalentada the next morning.
Oh, tengo chingo de hambre. Qué bárbaro. If anyone who's listening to this makes some badass tamales, let me know.
Send us tamales.
Only because I got two pencils for a Christmas gift.
Well, we'll send you two tamales.
Fucking German.
Tamales, a weenie, and a chicken wing.
Ooh, chicken wing.
Remember. All right, guys.
For those of you that are loyal listeners, you'll know what we're talking about when we're talking about the weenie and the wing.
A chicken wing, and a wing. Half a chicken wing.
Yeah. That's almost as bad as getting the two pencils for.
Yeah, it was. In a Mexican barbecue, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I think it is. It's just as bad.
Just as bad.
What happened to me?
You with that?
We'll leave you with that. Go listen to all of our episodes if you haven't, and you'll know what we're talking about.
That is correct.
Go back, guys. Listen to them.
Until next time, guys.
Tell everybody that we're funny.
Yes. Share our episodes with your loved ones. Don't be gacho.
Yes. Have a laugh.
Have a laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
Se bañan, se lo tallan.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.